Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 20th of August, and here in Auroville is mostly sunny on 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast promises for today intervals of clouds and sunshine with a thunderstorm in parts of the area this afternoon and an evening thunderstorm otherwise becoming cloudy over the night. Possibility of precipitation on 43%. Temperatures from low 28 to high 35 with heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index it would be on 10, which is extreme. Also over the weekend we can expect some thunderstorms. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated to 29%. On Saturday, 22nd of August, at 5 p.m. at Multimedia Center in Town Hall Complex, we are invited to a talk with the title A Critique of the Current Belief and Accelerating Trend Toward High-Rise, High-Density as the Panacea by Ashok Lal. That talk will be followed by question and answer session with a panel comprising of Sanjay Prakash, Tami Tartagu, and Ding the Cruz, all well known in India for their work in sustainable habitat. Ashok's talk will cover genesis of high-rise living, social health of high-rise living, limits of density, economics of high-rise development, environmental outputs, land utilization and mobility. Ashok Lal is an architect from New Delhi, ex-dean of the TVB School of Architecture in New Delhi, and was convener of the Delhi Urban Arts Commission Work Group on Energy. He is as well known for his work, which includes recent projects like Indian Institute of Health Management Research, Jaipur, Siegel Foundation, Gurgaon, and Development Alternatives World Headquarters in Delhi. He is well-wisher of Auroville and has helped with inputs on planning and architecture whenever requested by Auroville. This talk is organized as a part of two-day meeting held in Auroville by the Gubi Alliance for Sustainable Habitat. Gubi Alliance is a self-founded association of habitat professionals and researchers who seek to mainstream sustainability as a core concern in design, policy, and habitat management. Gubi Group began with a gathering of like-minded professionals in a village called Gubitoda outside Bangalore in 2008, committed to critically examine, debate and contribute to the domain of sustainable development. This year the meeting topic is affordable housing and is organized in Auroville on the 22nd and 23rd of August. On Saturday, 23rd at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti, we can see Patchwork Ensemble Ila with a story inspired by a lesser-known myth, Ila, which is a device piece that looks at gender, its related myths and dilemmas, and the importance they play in our lives today. With ever-changing landscapes, sometimes in ancient lands and sometimes in the local trains of Mumbai, and leaps in time, this chorus takes the audience through a provocative, playful, and exciting journey that questions what it means to be a woman, / man, and everything in between. On Saturday 22nd at 7 p.m. at Yatra Multimedia invites us to a release function of the short film Totuvarkal, written and directed by Yatra Srinivasan. Charles Raj, the principal and correspondent of Modest Teresa Higher Secondary School in Murungalpakkam in Pondicherry, is going to hand over a copy of the film to Thiru Bhupati, NNS Coordinator, Education Department. So, we are invited to celebrate with them and watch their recently produced film Moham, a stage play, which was directed by Yatra Srinivasan and performed by Yatra Theatre Team. Yatra Multimedia is located near New Creation in Kulapalayam. On Tuesday, 25th, at 4 p.m. at Teacher Center in Sai Complex, the Teacher Center invites teachers and parents to the next conversation on integral education. This week's topic will be integral education from Sri Aurobindo's perspective, which would be a discussion and exploration of elements that constitute an education aimed at the growth of the consciousness which can realize an ending education, constant progress and youth that never ages. The conversation will be facilitated by Deepti, who has been in Auroville for the past 4 decades, teaching, working with teenagers and young adults for the 30 of those years. On Sunday, 30th of August at 4:30 p.m. at Tsongkhalpa Art Dome in International Zone, next to Tibetan Pavilion and Canadian Inuksuk, we are invited to Yaroslava's Flowers, that is a new children's book launch and planting. They would like to invite all the children of Orville Young and also the launch of the new children's book Yaroslava Flower, a story about a young girl whose love for flowers takes her on an adventure that reveals the magic and grace of flowers. By revealing the spiritual names as inspired by the mother, the flowers also reveal their ability to change the world around and within us. The event will include a short presentation followed by a special planting of seeds and other plants to help beautify the space around Tsongkhapa Art Dome and in the international zone. Books will also be sold. The book was written by Noel Parent, illustrations by Pankuri Singh, layout and design by Krupa, and supported with grant support from PCG and the State in Design. On Saturday 29th of August from 2 p.m., we will be celebrating the 15th anniversary of our Botanical Gardens, and our team will also participate in that celebration. And here are some announcements. The Tibetan doctor and the team will be visiting on Saturday 22nd. And for the information and appointment, you need to call on 262-2401 or 848-906-7332. And you are requested to come from the International Zone Road, avoiding coming through Bharat Nivas. Orville Health Center is happy to inform us that the free diabetic and hypertension camp with free Aravind A checkup will be held on Friday 28th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Important features of this checkup are consultations is free, lab investigations concessional rates, medicines concessional rates. But we should also remember that there will be a free Ayurvedic diagnostic camp by Dr. Gita on 24th August from 9 a.m. to noon at Orville Health Center. Orville Film Festival is still looking for performers for the music stage at the 4th Orville Film Festival. If you want to be a part of the festival soundtrack, please contact Carrie Dwin, ASAP, at dwindle@gmail.com. At Savitri Bhavan, every Friday between 5:30 to 7 p.m., we can participate to the meditation with hymns to the mystic fire by Sri Aurobindo, which is weekly Vedic poetry reading of Agni hymns from the Rig Veda by Nishtha. These weekly sessions include reading of Sri Aurobindo's English rendering of selected hymns to Agni as published in Hymns to the Mystic Fire, as well as recitation of the same hymns in the original, metrically restored Vedic language. Interested participants may singly or collectively recite the selected hymns so as to get in direct touch with the Vedic Sanskrit. And here's the word from us. At the radio, the last couple of weeks we have been busy in covering the major events happening in Orville, but we are still focused on moving forward on the FM broadcasting license and other related issues. Andrea and Reno are working on the formulation of the fundraising campaign for the radio station, which will start in September. Our new radio team member Prem is fully involved in the upgrading of the electrical system and the management of our computers and network. Prem is also using his skills for the preparation of the documents we sent to the Ministry of Broadcasting. And we are always looking for volunteers with skills in APP for iPhone and Android and website experts to help us in designing and upgrading our future Orville radio and Orville TV sites. Audio producers and journalists are welcome to join the Radio Learn team at any time. Please drop in at Orville Radio in the morning. All recorded programs are available in CD or ready to be copied on your memory stick at our Orville Radio premises in Town Hall, opposite the Financial Service. At Bharat Nivas Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we will see The Devil's Invoice, directed by Marcel Kern and made in France in 1942. At Ecofilm Club in Sadana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen The Challenge of Rudolf Steiner Part 1, made in 2011 and directed by Jonathan Stedal. At Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Family Movie Paper Plane, made in 2014 and directed by Robert Connolly. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will screen Science Fiction Adventure, X-Men Days of Future Past 2014 and was directed by Bryan Singer. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight we can see within the Children Protagonist series drama Children of Heaven, made in Iran in 1997 and directed by Majid Majidi. On Saturday they will screen drama crime mystery Paranoid Park, made in USA in 2007 by director Gus Van Sant. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. There is no film schedule, but at 8 p.m. within Kubrick in Black and White Film Festival, we will see Drama War, Paths of Glory, made in USA in 1957, of course, directed by Stanley Kubrick. From the words of the mother, volume 14, we read, "The best way to get rid of the rule of the ego is to find the psychic being, instrument of the divine in human beings. Go deep into yourself, like the heart region, and aspire steadily. The true mythic of the psychic is unmistakable." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orovilleradio.org.